The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your... You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You've gotta wait 2 hours on Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I got a tonga, I'm not afraid to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational
by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it!
Hello there, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for the 20th of March, 2012. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the burning of Eloise, a tailor of fine armor, a brew of beer, and the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, it's Elka and Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, which is OGR on the Antonia Bale server. That's up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elkin's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elkin?
Doing really good.
Really good this time.
Yeah, it's Chrono Portal time.
Chrono Portals.
We will talk about the Chrono Portals a little bit later on in the show.
I will say one thing.
Hmm?
I love all these events. It's easy. It's the best way to shove roses at people.
Oh.
That's 239 out of 1,000.
Oh. Well, I'm being told I need to turn up the volume. Just 1 second there. Need to turn up the volume.
Now all these people gather for these events. I mean, Brew Day was great. I just hung out in the... in the keg of Brel, or the bar of Brel, just you know, in the main room, and anybody that popped in the door, I'd shove a rose at them really fast.
Sure, why not?
Hey, it works.
Okay, hoping that that solves the volume problems. Looks like I'm certainly coming in louder, I think.
Ba la la la.
Ba la 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 la.
I'm standing out here in Antonica. You know what's funny? I got a piece of email that was telling me about the Chrono Portals.
Yeah.
But instead of telling me to go into the Common Lands, because I know there's a gathering out there, told me to go to the Antonica, to the lighthouse. Hmm.
Okay.
Well, I'm evil. I'm not evil, but I'm Freeportian, and
you
told me
evil.
To go to Freeport.
True. That's kind of weird. All right.
So that's where I'm standing.
Okay, well, Ceres is saying he can't hear us at all. I'm going to have to say that he has a problem. Maybe he needs to refresh the media player. Oh, there we go. Okay, he says we're fine now. All right. All right, just to be sure, maybe we had to launch the Tonga Pult. So, let's give that a shot. Let's see if we can launch a random Rotonga into one of the Chrono Portals. So, let's see here.
Oh!
Didn't quite make it. Overshot just a little bit.
That must have smarted.
All right, so we have Chrono Portals going on. We also have Moonlight Enchantments going on. Moonlight Enchantments. I have not heard of any new Moonlight Enchantment items. So unless someone tells me otherwise, I'm going to assume that there's nothing new.
Well, there's the second guy I've seen wearing that new gi. So you're not the only one running around in one.
But I did find a good top to go with it.
Good.
So
because I just don't think it looks right on guys.
Yeah, it looks a little fruity. Not, I mean, you know, if you're gay, I'm sure that's a fine thing, but it did look a little weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, everything looked great until I got to your chest and it was like, where's your boobs?
It's like, Jethro, why are you wearing a corset?
Yeah, I didn't say nothing. I just stood there and looked and went, God, it looks like he needs boobs. Or a bigger chest or something. There's just, it's flat. Flat.
All right, so. Oh, God, I'm having a seizing attack today.
I can hear it. No.
All right. So let's see what's in my notes. I have notes. And I have a nose.
And you have a nosy notes. Mm. You have notes in your nose?
Apparently. All right, so we have the Moonlight Enchantments going on. That's happening today, going into tomorrow. EverQuest 1 is now free to play.
Yay!
I'm actually going to run my patcher tonight and update.
You're going to go wander in.
Well, I'll go in and see what's changed for me, because I'm not going to pay for the subscription.
True.
God.
Will
I still be able to wield the Swiftwind and Earthcaller?
Yeah, it's real greasy. You just wave them in the air. That's all you
got. But you know, in EverQuest 2, if you have the free account, you can't use anything higher than treasured or something like that.
Oh, really?
So I'm wondering if Jethro could still wield his epic weapons in EverQuest
1. They're not considered epic anymore. You know? For your love.
Well, I know there's the epic 2.0, and they may have actually gone beyond that now.
Good lord.
Hey, when I was running EQRangers.com, we were the guys that did the walkthrough. We organized the walkthrough for the Rangers Epic 2.0.
I know, and it helped me get mine.
Yeah, we were the first ones to publish it, and then Zam.com, we submitted it to Zam.com. We worked, and we got it. That's teamwork, baby. Alright, so yeah, I mean, Swiftwind and Earthcaller, at the time, they were good. Nowadays, they're probably toothpicks. But, hey, what can you do, right?
Well, God, actually, when I got them, they were just not that great.
Yeah, by the time you got them, but, you know. It was a status thing, though. I mean,
well, I used Swiftwind for, maybe it was Earthcaller I called it. It has a root to it.
Well, no, neither one of them had a root. The Earthcaller would slow your attacker, and the Swiftwind was a haste for you.
Well, I know there was one I would end up using a lot longer than the other one, but I carried them with me. I did not bank them.
A lot of Rangers coveted the Earthcaller because it would slow your attacker. But there were other haste items to wear, but not a whole lot that would actually slow your attacker down.
Well, maybe it was Earthcaller
No, I don't
that
think
I
you
kept using.
Did you get the Earthcaller?
Yes.
Okay. Not many Rangers actually got the Earthcaller.
That's
one of the lucky
ones. That's part of Elquin's lore. The fact that she stayed up in the plane of hate for so friggin' long, like 3 months. 3 months it took me! And
yep.
I was boxing a shaman so I could stay up there.
Yep.
I paid a... Was that back when you had to... No, you could buy the... Was it...
You could chain it.
Well, no, there was a point in time where you had to find a wizard. And you had to get a stone, and you had to give it to the wizard to port you up there. And then later on,
right.
You could just buy the stone and use it, and you'd get a one-way ticket up there.
Right, the fulgurated soulstone of Inaruk. Actually, it was a cleric.
And I can't remember when I went up there, if it was when I had to get the wizard or when I got the stone. I think it was when I got the...
It was a cleric, not a wizard.
Okay. Yeah, cleric. It was a cleric? You sure? It wasn't a wizard?
You had to get the soulstone at the cleric's guild in Nerriac.
Yeah, but you had to have a wizard cast you to port you up there.
Perhaps. I don't remember. It's been a long time. Anyway, moving on.
Anyway, that took me 3 months.
Yeah, and we will be talking about EverQuest 1 quite a bit today. Because of the Chrono Portals are up and running. Of course, you can go back in time. And of course, you know, they might be a little confusing for people that didn't play EQ1, but hey, it's EQ1's 13th anniversary. So that's a good thing. 13 years, baby.
13's a lucky number.
Mm-hmm. You know what I did, but I don't think anything's going to come out of it. You know that guy that's been doing all the acapella themes and stuff like that? You know, I showed you the Simpson one. Well, I wrote him.
Yes.
And I'm like, hey, you know, it's the 13th anniversary of one of the granddaddies of all MMO games. And maybe Sony would like it if you did a version of the EverQuest theme.
That would be cool.
But no, he hasn't. He hasn't responded back. I mean, I'm sure he gets lots of emails.
He's probably getting flooded.
Yeah, he probably gets lots of requests and stuff like that. I don't know. Maybe I ought to point brass his way, and you know, that way is from an official Sony person.
Then he might get.
Hey, do the thing. Do the thing. We'll have you on the podcast, and we'll give you a Coke. Coke and a smile. Anyway. Alright, so Moonlight Jam-Ins. We got the Chrono Portals going on, which we'll talk about more. Upcoming, not yet, but upcoming, there's going to be a Heraldry backpack. It's a neat little backpack, and it's got a flagpole on it to hold your guild Heraldry. What do you think about that?
Well, that means you have to get two people to wear them and walk in front of you wherever you go.
And they should also have theme music. See the Jethel walking through Kinos with his two flag girls.
Yeah. Oh, for God's sakes, give them coconuts.
You know, something like that.
Give them little coconuts and they go clunk, clunk. That's it. That's what those backpacks need. They need to come with coconut shells.
Oh, God.
So when the person walks with it, they clap the okay.
Yeah. So coconuts so they can clack them together. Sorry, hon, I think that idea is a little nuts.
He sets me up for these things and I fall right in.
I love that little button.
Yeah, but you need to get a different one. Just
why?
I don't know, because you're ripping off this other radio
show.
Well,
and they're ripping off CSI Miami. The guy does his little catchphrase and takes off his sunglasses, and it's...
Yeah, I know.
So that's what it is. So I'm not ripping off, you know, Rock 99.9. They're ripping off CSI Miami. And, of course, the soup... on E does it too. So
yeah,
we're not the only
do.
Ones. It's a running gag.
Okay.
All right. Braille Day is officially over, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, I talked to Dwarf this morning while I handed him a cup of coffee and he was moaning and groaning and Cheez-It, oh my God, poor Cheez-It. He has such a hangover that it's just, you can't even rate it.
Wow.
Poor little Rotonga.
That's why they're not here tonight, huh?
Yeah, they're sort of recovering. Oh, my God. And don't open the room.
Don't open it?
No.
Is it just covered in vomit?
No.
Oh, okay.
Beer farts.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. It's just... Yeah.
Okay, not even touching that.
No. Not unless you got some Febreze or something.
Well, they must have had a crappy time. Alrighty. Let's do some birthdays, shall we? I do have a list of birthdays. Of course, I don't have everyone's character name, so I'm tossing out some real names here. Alright, so this week we have Ella Johnson. No idea who you are, but you're on my friends list. From the Arcane Masters, Nightfire. That's her name, right? Is that the right name?
I think so.
You know her.
Who? What? Say it again.
Nightfire?
Yeah.
Okay, I got the name right then.
I think so, yes.
Okay.
I'm the one that mispronounces everything, and you're asking me.
From the Antonia Bale server, Saya, owner of Saya's Hammer. Let's see. Steph Wolfenden, his birthday is this week. Joe Banzi, don't know the character name on that one either. Todd Owens, and Violet Roberts, not Violent, but Violet Roberts. All have birthdays this month. Congratulations for living yet another year. And here come the birthday trolls. Alright, congratulations on living yet another year without dying the death. Alright, a little bit later on, we will be playing Kiting Elquin, the 10 Questions of Doom. Doom! We need to get Levantis over here, or Moonmist. She won last week, and I don't feel like paying postage for someone who lives so close. So, Moonmist, if you're listening, I know you were on Leventus at the time. Get your butt over here, and I'll give you something out of the box. Alright. What else do I have in my notes? Let's see. What do we have? Anything new in the marketplace this week? Besides that let's see. I wish there was a way you could list them chronologically and not just alphabetically. Did you see the Dragon Fang?
The Dragon Fang?
Dragon Fang Dagger.
No.
All right, let me link that in the channel there. It looks pretty cool. How come I can't right-click and examine? All right, how about if I do this? Yeah, I can do that. There we go. The Dragon Fang. That looks pretty cool. Then there is...
that's appearance only?
Yes.
Ooh, yeah. I saw that. That's cool.
Yep, that's cool. It is attunable, and it is not lore, so you can have two of them, hon. You were looking for dual swords to wear. There you go. It does look very cool. Where is that gi? Gi... Oh, there it is. Nope, that's not it. Where is that gi?
It should be, look at the new stuff.
I am looking at the new stuff.
Really?
Oh, there it is. Shadowforge Cinder gi.
Gi. Looks bitchin' on a girl.
I need
looks a little gay on the guys. Sorry.
Well, I'm wearing most of it.
Well, that's I'm
no longer wearing the chest piece.
Yeah, that's just don't...
But that looks rather nice. Yeah, not As a guy, not a huge fan of the chest piece. I think it needs to go up a little higher. Because it does. It's a corset. It looks like a corset on a guy. Let's see. I think that's about it. You know, besides like the blocks and steps and stuff like that. So there's that.
Oh, very nice.
Very nice indeed, yes. Yeah, Lara agrees. It is a male corset. That's what it looks like to me. All right, we do have another contest going on. I announced it on Facebook and Twitter all week long, and we do have a few submissions. We are going to be going another week on this. It is another screenshot contest. I like screenshot contests because they're easy.
Yes.
On this one here, I don't want any editing. I don't want any captions. Just your best screenshot. It can be from your personal collection. It can be from your Facebook and Twitter EQ2 share directory, whatever. Just your best screenshot. It can be funny. It can be magnificent. It could be gorgeous. It could be someone's butt. We don't care. And the winner will receive a copy of EverQuest 2 Age of Discovery Collector's Edition. Collector's Edition. Add it to your own so you can have a second account. Give it to a friend. Upgrade your current account. That works too. So we're not looking for funny, you know, well, it can be funny, I suppose. But there's no category on this. Just your best screenshot. And only one submission per character, please. But you say, Jethel, what if I submit one and my alt submits one? That's fine. Just make sure to give me your username. Well, not your username, but your character name and your server. Because that's how they're going to be listed. I've already got 6 submissions so far. And if you'd like to do that, go to kithcore.org. There is a link there that says Screenshot Contest. Click on that. You can reply in the comments, and I've set it up so you can upload a photo, or you can send it to demon@kithacore.org. Yes, Lara, you can have gelatinous cubes if you so see fit. I have no problem with that. But you must be dead in the middle of them. Ha 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 ha! Just kidding, just kidding.
Sorry.
That's okay. I'm seizing up a storm. I'm not sick. Something is setting off my allergies. Change of the seasons, I guess. Always does it to me. All right. Notes. I have notes. Believe it or not. How strange is that, huh?
You have notes?
I do. So, Heraldry Bank Pass. Braille Day is done. Did the contest. God, I'm running out of things to talk about here. All right, let's talk The Walking Dead. Oh my God, that finale was great. Tell me the finale was great.
It was wonderful.
It was wonderful. If you are a fan of The Walking Dead and you have not seen the finale, for God's sake, see the finale. It is great. The only thing I have to say is, Carl, the boy, kid's got to go. Little dude, got to go. Sorry. Causing too much problems. I told Carl to go in the house. Where is he? He's not in the house. Of course he's not in the house. He's causing drama.
Yeah, he's getting a little big for his britches, huh?
How many times has that kid actually caused someone to die so far?
Well, at least once. With Dale. Yeah. Sort of.
Yeah, sort of. Zombie followed him home. But anyway. Alright. I got a feeling this is going to be a short show.
But with you,
with me sneezing and I'm just running out of topics. We're talking too fast. That's what it is.
You going to talk about my dungeon?
Yeah, we can talk about your dungeon. What's the name of it?
Dreamy Gnomish Nightmare.
The Dreamy... Wait. The Dreamy Gnomish Nightmare! And I'm being,
There's no the on it, but that's okay.
Okay. Dreamy Gnomish Nightmare, Antonia Bale server, which, design?
Mistmore. Map.
Yep, and...
Let me see how it's doing.
Read the books, don't just go from section to section. This is fantastic, and you did a wonderful job on it.
Yep, I got 5 likes so far.
It's fantastic. Antonia Bale server, Mistmore map.
If you do the whole thing, you can get 210 marks. If you do just part of it with the storyline and stuff, you get 130.
Right.
There's a bonus room at the end just for 80 marks worth of stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm being reminded by a few people in the channel there that the critical mitigation has been removed.
It has.
Apparently. Let me take a look at my thing here. Dun, 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 crit bonus. I have crit bonus. Looking. I do not see crit mit.
Oh, no. You're kidding.
Well, they were talking about this for about a month, hon.
Well, I wonder how that's going to affect my fighting skills.
I don't know.
And what happened to all the... See. Examine.
No crit miss.
Yeah, all my yellow adornments are health.
So they changed it to health instead of crit miss?
Yeah.
Well, now you have health.
Yeah, but that's not something I really, wanted to focus on. I'm a ranger. I mean, I'm going to, health is not one of my issues.
No, agility is something that we cherish.
Right. The more agility, the less I'm going to get hit, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
So, I don't know. How much is my health up now? Well, it doesn't really look like my health points are that much higher.
Let's see. My health is...
34,000.
My health and power are both at 20,000.
Well, we'll see how it goes. I'm going to... After we do the show, I'll probably hit one of the chrono portals because there's a lot of stuff on these. There's like, 5 new items?
Serest is saying the idea is supposed to be that the monsters that you needed crit mit to fight no longer crit as hard. Supposedly. But Truefly said some of the DOV mobs are still critting for 200,000 damage. And now you don't have the crit mit to stop it.
Joy, joy, joy. So you go in and die.
Woohoo!
Not good.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it looks like they still got some kinks to work out.
Yep. Gonna get pretty kinky over at Sony this time.
Oh, God.
Yay or death? Well, Serest, I'd have to say death.
No. Yay for death.
Yay for death? Oh, okay.
Yay for death.
Speaking of yay for death, I've been told I have to... I was supposed to do this all along. I haven't been doing it. It's time for the Narathian Emergency Warning.
The following is a test of the Narathian Alert System. This is only a test.
This has been a test of the Narathian emergency system. Had this been an actual emergency, you would have been told where to go and what to do. Nobody finds that funny. Oh well.
I do.
You do? You found that one funny?
See, I laughed.
Let's see. Truefly says he's more annoyed with the fact that he spent all that time getting critical mitigation adornments, and now they're worthless.
Yep.
I have to agree.
I think they should have given us the...
I think what they should have done was taken those Critmit adornments off and given us a merchant to trade them for something that we actually need.
We asked for that.
Well, that's I'm saying that's what
I
they should have done.
For that.
That's what they should have done, is what I'm saying.
But they didn't. They just did what they felt would be the easiest way out of the situation. And supposedly that's supposed to make up the difference of whatever they're supposed to have changed, but
apparently it hasn't. They should have put out a merchant somewhere and said, okay, we have these adornments, and you can trade them for, you know, if you have a greater adornment, you can trade it for another greater adornment of another stat. That's what they should have done, as far as I'm concerned.
And you're going to touch on Ribbit Ribbit and what they did over on...
Oh, yes. Okay. Shoot. Now we got to find them. Details. Let's see. I know they wrote up an article on it and Sam. Take a look here. Ribbit. There he is. Okay, so Ribbit Ribbit, apparently a terminally ill child of one of the players. They bought him an island and they went completely nuts decorating this island. It looks fantastic. Where is it on the Guck server, isn't it? Looking.
I think so.
Yes, on the Guck server. The Tenebrous Tangle Island. The Tenebrous Island. And you go there, you can go visit Ribbit Ribbit. And see all the work they did. I believe there were links to other, like, guild halls and stuff like that.
Well, if you go into the guild hall, and I don't remember the name of it, somebody should come up and channel and say, you can get a portal to any of those.
Any of the houses that get decorated for him.
Mm-hmm.
They look great. I toured them. I put up on YouTube a run through of a roller coaster that they put up for him. And it looks great.
And they even got a Tier 3 guild for them?
Yep, a T3 guild hall. I have not seen that one, actually. It's called the Lily Pad Jungle. So head on over to the Guck server if you'd like. I believe it's on the Kino side. Tier 3 guild hall, Lily Pad Jungle. You did a wonderful job. Making this terminally ill boy smile. You can go to YouTube. Or actually, it's probably easier to go to Zam. EQ2.Zam.com. Look for the scrapbook for Ribbit Ribbit. And there's a link there to his YouTube channel. You can actually see his reaction logging in for the first time, seeing the decorated houses and stuff. He's speechless. Unfortunately, I'm not much of a... I mean, I do decorate houses and stuff, but I'm nowhere near the caliber of these people.
The roller coaster is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, the roller coaster is great. There's a couple of tree houses up there, and just everything looks great. And I want to say, the EverQuest 2 community coming out to make this boy smile. You guys are fucking fantastic. You guys are great. Getting together and helping this kid out. That's great. Say it's great, hon.
It is wonderful.
Round of applause. All right. Good job, everyone. Now the sneezing is starting to take its toll on me. Now I'm tired.
I'm sorry.
So am I. I mean, they even got the pirate ship. The pirate ship God damn it. Amenity?
Yeah, the ship amenity.
I wish that could be moved. But,
You've got one in the guild, don't you?
No.
Oh.
That ship that's in the pond I built.
Oh.
But, yeah, I wish that pirate ship that's in the basement of the castle could be moved, because I would love to have that off the coast.
Oh, it doesn't? It only shows up down there?
Only shows up down there. I have been told that it cannot be moved.
Too bad.
Even with the house editor. Can't do it. So,
that's too bad.
Well, you know what it is then. If it's a permanent, unmovable structure, it's there all the time. It's just a matter of turning it off and on. It's part of the structure.
True.
And that ship, like Suresh just said, I was about to say that, is very expensive. Let me take a look at the amenities here. House amenities. Let me find that ship. It's like 2 million platinum or something like that. Taking a look. Oh, Grotto sailing ship. It's 200 platinum, but it's 20 million status.
Wow. Now, 20 million? Still, that's not that hard to get.
Okay, I want you to get it and get one for the Legion of Kizikor.
And why should I give you all my status?
Because you love me.
But you can't move it, and you guys don't use the castle.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, you know.
Damn you and your impeccable logic.
Sorry.
Well, it's time for me to get back at you then. I have to get back at you for using logic against me.
How so?
Hold on tight. You know she's a little bit dangerous.
It's time to play Kiting Elquin right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show.
Hold on tight.
Alright, it is time to play Kiting Elquin, the 10 questions of doom. Here's how we play. I'm going to be asking Elquin 10 questions of doom. And depending on how many she gets correct, that's how many tells I want to get. So, for example, if she gets 5 correct, I want 5 tells. The fifth person to send me a tell at that time will get a random item from the Sony swag box. Doom is what I'm saying.
Doom-de-doom.
So are you prepared?
I guess so.
All right. This is the reason why we haven't started talking about the Chrono Portals, because we're going to be... Your category is Chrono Portals and way back to EverQuest 1. So we have Chrono Portal questions, and we have EverQuest 1 questions. Are you ready?
I guess so.
All right. Hold on a second. There we go. It would help if I actually kept score, huh?
Yes.
Pen, piece of paper.
Crayon.
Okay. Here we go. Question 1. Which fuzzy creature thought he could breach Kino's defenses through persistence?
Fippy Doc Top Paw.
Fippy is correct. Moving on.
Fippy.
Which legendary character once flew over the southern plains of Corona, being chased by every magician in sight?
Quillamain.
Correct. Do what you want, but don't touch the cute furry animals or you'll face the wrath of who in the Kino's ruins?
Holly Windstalker.
I need harder questions.
Will she get 10 this time? I say yes!
She's big. He's big. He's mean, and he's looking fresh. He's looking sharp in his shackles. Who awaits us in Steam Font? No looking it up.
Shackles?
Steam Font. Go on.
What were you gonna say?
Go on.
It's. The Minotaur.
Gotta give me more than that.
The Minotaur Hero? Okay.
Correct.
So it's either him or... No, he wasn't in shackles. Okay.
Oh, you mean Maldreth?
Maldreth, yeah.
No. It wasn't Maldreth. Maldreth was a gnome, and he's not big and mean. Well, he was mean, but he wasn't big. In the southern desert of Roe, the tarantula cannot die until what happens?
Oh, the ranger's dead.
I need harder questions. The allosaur looks to make you his lunch in what sad zone? It's very sad.
It's very sad?
Uh-huh. 5 more seconds. Come on.
I don't know.
Aha! Gotcha.
Damn it.
Alright, let's see here. In the dead of night in Kithakor's forest, one must run for their lives. Name the 3 zones that border the forest.
Rivervale.
Mm-hmm.
High Pass Hold.
Mm-hmm.
And... East Commons.
Correct.
I had to spin the map.
Oh, I see how you are.
Well, I had to spin the map in my head.
Oh, I see. Coveted by many rangers, but held by few, name both of the epic swords from EverQuest 1. Of course, we just said this a little while ago.
Swiftwind and Earthcaller.
I need harder questions. Whoop, that was number 8. Yeah, okay, there we go. How was the city of Kinos named?
Oh, it's Sony spelt backwards. What? It is.
It is not. Well, and I'll tell you why in a minute. And the 10th question, possibly the greatest question in all of the show, name the zone where Elquin and Jethel first met.
We first met in Everfrost.
Correct. I was actually thinking we were going to get that wrong.
What?
Because we were in Murgle's Menagerie, but we first met outside the zone.
We formed up in Everfrost.
Yep, I thought you were going to say Murgle's.
No.
All right, so you got 9 questions.
Oh, my God! It's a new world record. Do I get a hooray or something for this?
All right, so we got 9 questions. Hold on a minute there, folks. Let me clear my chat text here.
I told him to ask me EverQuest questions, and I'd probably get more right.
Okay, I'm looking for 9 tells. The 9th person to send me a tell wins something from the swag box.
Swag box.
All right, while we're waiting for those, let's go ahead and go over the questions, shall we? Number 1, Fippy Darkpaw does indeed keep going at that friggin' gate every 10 minutes in EverQuest 1. He's still doing it. 13 years, that little pup just hasn't given up. Number 2, Quillmane is the name of the Pegasus, which flies around the southern plains of Kirana and is needed for the magician epic quest. Let's see here. Holly Windstalker. In EverQuest 1, she was actually one of the few mobs that jumped zones. She starts in West Kirana, goes to the Kinos Hills, and then enters Kinos Hills. So one of the few characters to actually jump zones. And yes, if you go into the Kinos ruins for the Chrono Portals, kill all the
skeletons
you want, but don't touch the animals or Holly will come after you.
She turns into a 4x raid mob.
Yep.
So unless you're... And I don't think you can take a raid in there with you.
I don't think so.
I really don't think...
Somehow I doubt that. Let's see. He's big, he's mean, he's looking sharp into shackles. The Minotaur Hero. Of course, he was part of the the Minotaur Shackles quest. What was it called? It was Minotaur Shackles, wasn't it? Or the Hero or Hero Shackles or something like that. But yeah.
It's the Hero Shackles.
Okay. Let's see. And in the Southern Desert of Roe, which has to be the funnest of the Chrono Portals for those of us who were actually in EverQuest 1. You go in there, the NPCs are calling for camp checks, because long before EverQuest 2, they did not have instances in MMOs. And if you were looking for a specific mob to show up, you had to camp it. You had to sit there and wait for it to show up. So people would go into the zone, you know, camp check! And that kind of thing happens in the Chrono Zone. And yes, unfortunately, the Tarantula cannot die until the NPC Ranger dies. That's a lesson we learned the first time around.
Yeah,
like,
you can't
we can't
attack.
Kill him! We can't kill him!
Can't attack him until he goes and kills. That's when he spawns, and the first thing he does is he goes over and he kills the friggin' Ranger.
But if you interrupt him, you can't kill him.
Right, so you just gotta let him rampage for a while. Then you're supposed to,
Wait a minute, you got 8 correct. You didn't get the Allosaur question.
Yeah, I missed that one.
I'm sorry,
it's 8. Only 8?
8. 8. 8 correct, sorry. The Allosaur... Aww. The Allosaur looks to make you his lunch in what sad zone? Do you know what it is now?
No.
The Ocean of Tears.
Ow.
The Ocean of Tears. The Allosaur.
Not a sad zone?
Well, it's named for tears, hon. It's a sad zone. Very sad.
Okay,
the Dead of Night in Kithagross Forest, one must run for their lives to 3 zones that border are Rivervale, High Pass, and the Common Land.
Oh, it's Eastern Commonlands, really, isn't it?
West, actually.
It's west?
East was the other side, and that's where the tunnel was.
Oh, I forgot to spin the map. I spin the map the wrong way.
That's
all
right.
It's Commonlands.
The Commonlands.
You let me have that one. Now I feel worse.
And, of course, coveted by rangers, but held by few. The original rangers' epic swords were the Swiftwind and the Earthcaller. The Swiftwind gave you 41% haste. The Earthcaller slowed your attacker's speed by 41%. Rangers kick some ass. Okay, the one you got incorrect that you couldn't believe. How was the city of Kinos named?
Well, it is Sony spelt backwards.
It is Sony EQ spelt backwards.
Oh, I missed part of it.
Yep. Sony spelled backwards is just Winos. Sorry, you missed it. It's Sony EQ backwards.
Picky. So really only, what, got 7 right now?
No, 8.
Well, that's not much.
And the zone...
Only 1 more than normal. I feel rotten.
And named the zone where Jethro and Eloquent first met was Everfrost. I thought for sure you were going to say Murrigal's Menagerie.
No. Because I remember standing around the campsite.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh my god, it's Jethro!
Well, you guys were looking for another partner, and I spoke up, and then I got added, and I come over, and it was like, oh my god, I'm in Jethro's group! Ah!
But of course, back then, I wasn't really well known, but enough, apparently, but I was more known for EQ Rangers than anything. I think, anyway, back then. Alright.
I was listening to your songs back then.
Well, I only had like 5 back then.
Yeah, but they were really good.
Well, thank you. All right, so I'm looking for number 8, not number 9. So let me take a look. I do not have 8 tells yet. So come on, keep sending tells, people. Sending tells. I only get 4 people. Come on. More people. That's 5. 6. 7. 1 more! Next person gets it! Next person gets it! Urson! Urson from the Antonia Bell server gets it. Congratulations.
We gotta pay people to send you tells or something?
I don't know. Maybe we gotta stop doing it. People don't want to participate. Maybe I gotta think of something else up.
I don't know.
I don't know. So, Urson... Urson has won this week's. Of course, Urson is also someone who's local, so he can just come on over and get some. All right. And we'll pick out some later. And of course, if you like to win a copy of EverQuest 2, Age of Discovery, Collector's Edition, you can go to Kethacore.org, click the thing for a screenshot contest, and your best screenshot. I don't care if it's funny, heroic, it's a great landscape shot. We're going to run this for one more week, and Elquid and I will take a look next Monday and go, who has the best screenshot?
We were going to ask for your fifth screenshot, no matter what it was, but...
Yeah, go to your screenshots folder, and
God
I want
knows
number
what
five!
We'd end up with.
Well, not only that, it would have been way too easy for someone to cheat.
Yeah.
You know?
But I'd still say God knows what we would have ended up with.
Oh, no kidding, huh?
Here
I am.
Here I am,
cyber-sexing like, with this gnome.
What's that one program where you shuffle through people on video? Chat roulette?
Chat roulette, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I figured it'd end up being, you know? You don't know what you're going to end up with.
Lara wants to know if you want a screenshot of Cade's nostrils.
Well, I don't think I've ever seen Cade in that way before.
Are they magnificent?
Yes. Does he have magnificent nostrils?
I have no idea.
Are they metal plated in shiny armor?
They might be. Well, they might be shiny. I'm not sure if it's armor, though. Okay, now that we've gotten that out of the way, now we can talk about the Chrono Portals.
Yay! I'm standing in Antarctica at the lighthouse, and one of the guides are here.
Ooh, guide.
S-E-I-F-F-W-O-N.
All right.
Sephorn one. And I believe she's... I think it's a she. I have my graphics turned down so I don't get plastered. No, it's a he.
Alright.
Sorry. Is handing out cookies.
Yay.
And Chatterella's out here chatting up the guide.
Cool.
There's people running around here to the Chlorna Portals event, guys, where you can, you know, buy your merchandise and stuff. And there's some new stuff this year. There's like a couple paintings. Let me go over there and I'll pull them up and I'll link them out. Let's see. Which ones are there?
I don't know.
Well, here, let me do this. Memorial view of Mistmore Castle. Now, this is the old view of Mistmore Castle.
Okay, can you link that?
Yeah, hang on. From EQ1.
Ooh.
And I think you'll recognize that one if I can get it to link in the channel. Right. There we go. Is that a good link?
Let's see here. Yeah, it's a good link.
That
is not Mistmore.
That's not Mistmore? It's supposed to be.
No, that is the mayor's cabin, the mayor's office in Rivervale.
Then why is it saying
they have it mislabeled?
View of Mistmore Castle.
They have it mislabeled. Sorry, that's not Mistmore.
Really? Well, this one's supposed to be remnants of
that is the bank Calibus in Rivervale with the mayor's office on top. I'm sorry, that's Rivervale.
Well, how come they screwed up so bad?
Huh, they're the ones that said that Kithakor was a human. But yeah, I'm sorry, devs who are listening, that is not Mistmore. That is Rivervale.
Sure?
I'm telling you, that is Rivervale.
That is not the mayor's tower.
Hold on, I'm going to look it up. Let me see here. Okay. Rivervale. Rivervale.
There's the dangers of Keldrakel. I'm looking for it.
And I'm looking at a screenshot of the Rivervale Bank, and that's it.
Well, you need
Sorry,
to put in
that's
thing
Rivervale.
Because they screwed up.
That is Rivervale.
Now, the next one, like I said, is the dangers of Keldrakel, and that's the the old Keldrakel Zone. And let's see, the last one is Welcome to Iceclad. And I love this one. I definitely would like to have two of these for
some. Alright, let's see that.
Hang on, it's coming up, and you'll see why I love it so much. Love, love, love.
Alright, Linky.
Linking.
Welcome
now, each time
to
you
Ice
run
the Dragon Bridge, yes.
Hang on a sec, don't interrupt me on it. Chrono Portal, you get one of the tokens. One of the, what do they want here? Ancient Platinum Coins.
Okay.
And all the items on the Chrono Portal,
Chrono Portal.
I can't say it for some reason. I screw it. The merchant out here. All his items are a platinum or a ancient platinum a piece.
Huh.
And he has 10 different books. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight different plushies, a harp, which does play music. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven different paintings. God, I wonder if I got any currency from last year. Yes. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh, she says.
I can buy everything twice. I got 39 platinum coins.
Hey, there you go.
Well, I did a lot. I mean, last year I wanted the Quillamane cloak so friggin' bad, so we ran that zone to the ground. And I did get my Quillamane cloak.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Trista's out here. 2 coins per instance, actually. Thank you. Forgot about that. There's a chest at the end after you've done all the main mobs. It gives you 2. Plus, you have a chance at picking up old school items, I believe.
And I am posting the Facebook. Let's see, upload a picture. A screenshot of the so-called Mistmore. And it is, you know. I'm sorry, it's the Rivervale.
Okay, well, everybody, open up your feedback and go /feedback and put in and tell them exactly what you think. That the thing is not correct, not the right picture.
And just to prove my point, I responded to my own post on Facebook and linking the screenshot of the Rivervale Bank that I'm pretty sure they took that from.
Yeah, they either need to rename it or put one in there that is.
Yep. Matter of fact, I will go ahead and make a note here for Brass.
And I don't care what they say about it being, 2 different worlds. That is not the original thing. But if they really want to think that the halfling mayor's house is Castle Mistmore, then more power to you, I guess.
Yep. So
does that
there
mean
we go.
The mayor was a bloodsucker?
What's that?
Are they trying to say the mayor was a bloodsucker?
The mayor was a saint, defending his city. Sorry, Jethel grew up in Rivervale, so I mean. Yeah, you know Jethel grew up in Rivervale. How dare you question me on that? You know how many times I went into that bank? Matter of fact, I remember the first time I saw a female gnome was in that bank. And I'm like, why does that chick have a mustache? No, Jethel is not a halfling, Lyra. Jethel is a wood elf. But he's also on the smallest settings. And I attribute that to his halfling upbringing.
So So are you saying that all that at that Riverdale Apoka stunted your growth?
No, I'm saying the Riverdale food
stunted your growth.
Stunted my growth. It's all that Jum Jum. It affects the growth.
It's in the Jum Jum.
It's in the Jum Jum. I'm telling you. Expand your mind, closes your joints.
God.
All right. So what zone are you in right now?
I am in Ontonica.
Okay.
I am at the lighthouse.
Okay, I'm flying up to the lighthouse right now. Ah! Up, not into the lighthouse.
And
I think I need to...
Chronoportal people are out here.
There we go. I see Chatterella, Trista, and... I see you, and I see Urson.
And the guide's right in front of me on the ground.
And
so
I see a guide.
Hello.
Yes.
Here, let me shove a rose up your nose while you're standing here.
And what do you think of my new top? Does that work for you?
Let me look. I got to change my settings. I'm on raid setting, which is like next to
nothing.
I mean, you look like blob.
I like Chatterella. She's like, halfling food makes you wide, not tall.
All right, let me switch up.
No, True Flight, as far as I'm concerned, yes, Jum Jum is a root, but the greens, the leaves, can be dried and used as a spice, and as far as Jethro is concerned, they can be smoked as well.
They're tea.
Tea and stuff like that.
Okay, I'm scrolling into first person. Let me get over here and look.
Why are people glowing? Oh, I have the ale goggles on. What does the glowing mean in the ale goggles?
Oh!
Some people are glowing, some people are not.
Let me get down here.
Okay, you are not glowing. Urson is.
Well, that's because he's got a glowing personality. What chess piece do you have on that's very nice?
Let me link that to my appearance slots.
And you got your evil wings on today.
Uh-huh. There we go. I'm using this with that new gi. Plain Strider's Vine Wrap Tunic. I think it looks good.
Yeah, it fits.
Ah!
See what it looks like on me.
True Flight says that Urson is glowing because I'm actually attracted to him and not you.
Okay.
Wow.
Really? I'm getting back on my horse. I'm too short when I'm out of my horse.
Oh, yeah? Well, I can go up here.
Yeah, you're Flyboy today.
You know, I still think they need to come out with the dark Pegasus wings instead of these bat wings. Because the bat wings just aren't me, but I think the dark a black Pegasus wing, I think those would work good. I think those would be good.
Well, I think that they're probably based off the same... they're based off the same sort of thing. If you come look at my Pegasus, he's got...
Right,
the little spiky things.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is black feathered wings would look really good.
Oh, you mean a black Pegasus, not like... Okay, because your wings come off of the horse I'm riding.
Right. I'm not talking about the nightmare wings. I mean, I want a black Pegasus wing.
Let me switch to my black Pegasus.
Yeah, because, I don't think... It would just be a retexturing of the white wings, so it shouldn't be that hard.
Well, that's what you've got, yeah. That's what, I think maybe they wanted to go for two different really distinctive looks.
Yeah.
They could possibly come out with, a recoloring of the bat wings and sell them in a reddish purple, maybe, and then retexture the angel wings. They could retexture the angel wings in a black.
That's what I'm saying. That's what they should do.
They could do it and
I would
make
buy
some
those.
More money.
Yeah, I would buy those. Okay, I'm being told that priests glow green and mages glow blue for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why.
When I did Crema's, when I ran Crema through the beer stuff, she was glowing blue.
Huh.
I couldn't figure that out.
Strange. Okay, well, I just put my helmet back on. I suppose I should do that before I sell it by accident. All right.
And then this time, what, next week?
Hmm?
The Chrono Portals will be going away shortly afterwards, and then Bristlebane Day.
Bristlebane Day.
I like Bristlebane.
Yes. And then we'll start playing tricks on people. I'll start posting on kithacore.org that we're going out. You know, we're closing the site down or something. We're closing the site down unless we get 10 million platinum.
I have 317 out of 1,000 roses given away so far. I'm working on it! Come on, that's 1,000 roses. That's a lot of friggin' roses. I have to keep shoving at people.
And you can't do it to the same person within the same hour. It doesn't count.
I know.
Oh, wait, Jessa Wynn, stop! I think she's wearing the, she is. I want to see what this outfit looks like on a female.
Oh, it looks pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Well, it does look good. It
looks very nice.
Shows off the boobs.
I told you that yesterday.
Jessa Wynn's got boobs.
Don't say that too loud. Sony might have to put a drape on people or something.
Hey, there are no nipples showing. Trust me, I'm really looking.
You know, if you get any closer, you might as well just climb up on her horse.
You know, I'm wearing wings. I technically can.
Well,
there we go.
Now she's behind her on her horse. She's just oblivious to what you're doing.
I know she listened to the show a few times. I'm not sure she's listening now.
You're sitting there hovering over her chest. I hope you're wearing a bib.
Oh, jeez.
Well,
all right.
Could start drooling. Although there's a cute gnome's name.
What's that? Spectacles?
Spectacles.
The test
I like
pilot.
That. Well, now he's not a gnome anymore. He switched. He grew.
Now he's a half elf.
Yeah. Now I'm wondering.
Well, with a name like Spectacles, I'm sure he's actually a gnome.
Also, if you do all the Chrono Portals, you will end up with the title of the Time Traveler.
Ooh.
I have that one already. I think you do, too.
Probably. Let me see. I think I do. The only title I ever use is Minstrel of Kethacore. Let's see. Options. Suffix title.
See, I'm not the only one
yes,
out here.
Yes, I have that one.
The Time Traveler.
I am not the only one out here that's taking advantage of groups of people to shove roses in their faces.
Well, may as well. I mean, at least you don't have to do it only during
No, I like the fact that I will have the rest of the year to do and the other 700 roses that I have to give out. 680 roses.
NSE Carell is here.
Little at a time, little at a time.
Look.
Carell is always hold where on, the action is.
Nope. Truefly said the stream died, but I'm showing that we're still encoding. Here we go.
No, I will not run out of roses. I have... How many do I have on me?
I don't know.
2, 4, 6. I have 744 on me, plus another 200 in the bank. For good measure. I was picking up roses till my fingers were bleeding.
Alright. You know, I'm... Like I said, all that sneezing I did earlier has kind of tired me out. Think I'm going to call it.
Well, fine, then I will go do Flippy.
Okay. Do you want to announce, or do you want to get more planning done first for a new...
Well, you can announce it, it's just we haven't got the storyboard written up. I mean,
okay.
I know I need two bards, male bards, that or dirges... that are willing to dress all in black and possibly have the executioner's hood.
All right. We are going to be doing our first music video of 2012. First music video. Actually, the first music video since Fanfare last year.
Yeah, well, that sort of just wore me out, I guess.
Oh, yeah, you got a little burnt out on it. Well, yeah, we're going to be working on our newest music video. It's going to be to the song Necromancing, which is a parody of Porn Star Dancing. And will it have Frostfell Elves in it? Yes, Lyra, if you would like to come, it will have a Frostfell Elf. So keep an eye at kithacore.org, or you can also make sure to friend me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter. I'm at Jethel, and of course Elquin is at Elquinjenna. Keep an eye on those things. We will be announcing casting calls once we get our storyboards written up. And we're going to be doing that. So that's exciting. Necromancing.
There, 330.
So I'm going to play the song right now.
Okay.
I'm going to play the song, and we'll talk a little bit more about what we're looking for. Be right back.
Some say there is honor to fall in battle. Some are down, all too quick to fall. Some fear what's in the hereafter. You know death comes for us all. Go prepare your martyr's glory, or lock yourself behind stone walls. Your fame is chosen, high or low, cause no one can escape this call.
Like a mouse
of
a girl, she's out of this world. An erosite beast from the under.
Well, that's the song, and it's actually going to be a very active, an active video. We're actually going to see Jethel and the Silverwings up on stage, doing the song, and we're going to have a big crowd. We're going to have kind of a concert type feel to this video, so we're going to be looking for a lot of folks, so keep an eye on kithacore.org, or on my Facebook, or our Twitter pages, and we'll be announcing what we're looking for. Well, yeah, we're going to be looking for a big crowd. Or, you know, at least like 20 people or something like that. We hope. Well, we'll make it work.
Basically, you know, we film. It's either, you know, in the evenings after 7 on, you know, Pacific Standard Time, or we wait till the weekends.
Right.
So, basically, you know, if you're playing, if you normally play EverQuest during those times, and you think you might have some free time, you know, just say, hey, okay.
No acting ability needed.
And I'll keep you in mind for when we do it, because when we decide to get together, it's like, okay, who do we got available?
Yeah.
Because I have tried putting out casting calls before and set up times. And
it never works.
Doesn't work. It's usually better if we have a group of people that we know we can count on and who are usually around those during those times. You know, I know having the need for at least two bards.
Right.
That we can get dressed up in black robes and hoods will be kind of a critical point, because not everybody can take their place, but the rest could be anybody.
Right, right. But yeah, for people playing guitars, kind of have to have bards.
Bards or dirges.
Yep. Who knows, maybe we can talk Domino into coming in and being in the video.
And Sarest, we'll just put you in we'll just get you a human eye or something, a bone, and change you to a human. Humanoid.
Well, actually, Sarest could be the Cheez-It double.
Yeah.
He's already a white Matanga.
Well, I don't know if we'll need it or not. Well, it just depends on my filming abilities. You know?
Doesn't have to be male. I mean, the backup band doesn't sing, so there's never been any kind of determination of what the backup band actually looks like.
Well, yeah.
There we go.
Established.
Domino is a female dirge.
Well, who could tell in a robe?
True. So there we go.
All right, Domino.
I've been
wanting to get you into one.
Haha. Well, no, she's been in one of ours. She was in the Don't Steal My Node video.
We're not going to get her a sex change. But yeah, black robe and executioner type hood or something that will cover the face will work.
There are some pure black robes with hoods. I know that.
I can make some or find some. I will take care of that.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we'll be looking for. Keep an eye on kithacore.org. We're going to be working up the storyboards, and we'll let people know.
Well, who knows? Maybe we'll go with two females.
Sure, why not? It's Jethel's band, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can't see him.
By the way,
what are we going to have on drums?
I'm going to have to build a drum set. And I know I can do that. You know, there are drums in the game. I'm going to get like 5 or 6 drums. And I'll find something, maybe some plates that look like cymbals.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I will build a drum set on the back of the stage.
Just let me know when you want Krima to become a crafting slave.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to make a list of stuff you want.
I will let you know. I mean, most of the stuff that I'm thinking of is probably very low-level stuff that I could probably just pick up for, you know, a couple of coppers.
No!
I'll let you know.
Okay. I didn't bring Krima up as a carpenter, so you could buy stuff off the broker.
Right.
And then complain that you don't have any money.
Yep, but the quote-unquote concert is going to be held in quote-unquote Antonica, but it's actually going to be the Legion of Kithacore Guild Hall.
Since we could fly around and stuff.
Right, that way, you know, we have full control of the zone and we can actually place the stage. We're not going to be able to place the stage in the actual Antonica.
No, I don't think anybody would allow us to do that.
No, I doubt it. Hey, Sony guys, can you guys, like, set up a stage so we can do a music video?
Right.
No. Sorry, Jeff. If we do it for you, we gotta do it for everyone.
Oh, there's
one
other thing.
And that is the official response, by the way. I've asked them for stuff before.
Yeah. Speaking of locations,
mm-hmm.
Did you check out the new Prestige House?
The underwater library thing?
Yeah, is that kind of cool?
It is cool. Is it available for sale yet?
I don't think so. I think it's coming with the update, but It's very nice, yeah, I think.
I believe Clorny asked me if we were going to be doing the scenes from the music video in the underground, in the underwater prestige house. Well, it's not available yet. I can't. And I don't know how much it's going to cost. And for God's sakes, who would want to decorate that thing? So we will see. We'll find out. We got to work on it. We don't just pull these things out of our ass. I do that, but Elkwin doesn't.
No, I get hemorrhoids.
Okay, you got that one.
I got one!
All right.
I need to find about four more victims, and then I'll have 350.
Victims, she says.
Yeah, I like this. When Aroldis Day was going along, I forgot what channel it was in, but I'm pretty sure it was a dark elf of some sort saying that they must pick up roses and then shove them in the eyes of people.
Yeah, nice.
I just figure I just shove them at them. Here, have a rose. Here, take it. Take it.
Here. Please accept this rose. I don't know you. Take the fucking rose!
Yep, 347.
You know, you could just go around handing people roses and just act like you're Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic. Rose! Rose! God, how many times did he call her name?
I don't know.
During that freaking movie?
A lot.
God. Alrighty.
And then hopefully next year, if I do this all, I will not have that stupid quest keep popping up wanting me to give roses out. Because I will have them all done.
Roses, yes. So, I just want to give a shout out to someone who's not listening in the least.
Okay.
Nick, the manager of the T-Mobile store in Everett, at the Everett Mall in Washington.
Because he rocked.
He rocked hard. I spent an hour and a half with Nick trying to work with T-Mobile because my phone has been having problems. For those of you who don't know, my phone, the old GX2, which you still have, but you're not having this problem, goes into a sleep mode and then then will not wake up unless you yank the battery out. Now, a girl at work has actually told me that it's happening to her, too. So it's not just me, and yours did it at first, but you got a good replacement.
Yeah, I think so. Mine does it once in a great while, you know, if I futz with it a lot, yeah. You know.
But this store manager was great. He's like, well, they're not working with me. The only thing that they'll give me for a replacement is the T-Mobile Sidekick.
Which
and
is?
And I'm like, well, that's like telling me you're going to fix my PC by giving me a calculator. Really? So, after he's like, how long have you had it? And I'm like, maybe 4 months. And I've gone through, like, four of them now. And he's like, you know what? As far as I'm concerned, you're returning it on the 90-day warranty. So, he took it back and said, okay, pick out any other phone. I'll give you the amount of this phone toward another one. Pick out one at the same value. Or, if you buy a larger one, you have to pay the difference. So I spent $150 more and got one of the best damn phones on the market. Now the proud owner of a Samsung Galaxy S2, which is fantastic. I'm loving this thing. Loving it. Very cool, yes.
Very cool.
So, Nick, the manager of the T-Mobile store in the Everett Mall, Washington. Fantastic. Actually, I wrote to T-Mobile and told him how good Nick was. Hope he gets a raise out of it.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't get in trouble for that.
Yeah, well, and I hope he doesn't get in trouble for it. But, there we go.
Well, it's either that. You'd be back there every month going, this isn't working. This isn't working. This isn't working.
Give me another one. Give me another one. Give me another one. Give me another one. So, yeah. Got a great phone now. I'm happy. I mean, with this one, I don't think I'll have to upgrade for a while. This phone is phenomenal. Okay. I asked every employee there about the Galaxy S2, and they're like, that's the phone we have.
Well, you know when the employees use the phone.
The manager's like, if you don't like this phone, you're too picky. I'm liking it. Okay, so. Alrighty. You know what? I think we're going to close it up for the night.
Okay, fine. Now just give me a chance to go do the chrono portal here, unless you want to go with me and do it.
I can try. I'm just really tired. I swear one of these days I'm gonna try one of those 5-hour energy things.
You're gonna not like it. I would not drink the whole thing.
Makes you kind of jittery.
For you, I would drink maybe half. And see how you feel in 20 minutes. Okay? Oh, speaking of which.
Yeah?
I'm going to shove a rose at her.
Domino! Yay! I have to give Domino a hug. Hug the Domino.
And she was my 350th person.
And you know what? You gotta love that outfit, because it gives halflings boobs.
Oh, God!
Look at the size of that rack!
Oh.
You know that's a padded robe.
Yes, that's a padded robe.
Domino's probably dying at her desk right now. Oh, my God!
Just be glad you didn't show up in the gi.
Okay, I know Urson's in the channel, Triss is in the channel, Domino and Kirel's in the channel, and Chatterella. I'm going to put on the top to this gi, and
you guys tell me what you think.
It really
makes him look gay.
Right, let's see here.
Really?
Okay, this is a male in the gi. Wait a minute, what is that? Hold on a sec. Whoop. Wrong top. Hold on a second. I was wondering why it was asking me to attune it. Wait a minute. I've already had it on. But wrong top. Okay. There it is. It's just not male, is it?
I mean, it really shows off your tats or your woe marks.
Mm-hmm.
There's marks.
Whoops. Sorry about that.
But it just doesn't... No.
That is not... It's a corset. It's what it is.
You need straps or something.
I think straps would make it worse. It would look like a teddy.
I saw some guy running around with one, and he did not have woe marks like you do, because you could almost not see it because of your marks on your chest. Okay, because you've got the flowers going and stuff.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
But it just doesn't...
People have apparently never seen my tattoos before. Hold on a second. Let me just...
Oh, yeah. He's out here showing off his tattoos.
There.
He's got the full body.
I even got nipples. Come on. You guys have never seen my gallery at kithacore.org. I did. I rendered the full freaking body tattoo on Jethel's character. That took me like a day and a half to do. But I copied it.
Yeah, and it looks really good. I mean, you did an accurate copy.
Yeah. So there's that.
I mean, you look... You might as well just leave... I mean, you look good that way, hon.
That's true.
In those pants. You could go around chestless, and nobody would probably even notice.
Hmm.
They would think, well, what's he wearing?
Latesh says, Jethel in women's clothing? You act like that's something new. Come on. I'm telling you, it's comments like that that just drag down this show.
I'm looking at you. Got big brown nipples.
Do I?
It's here that.
Well,
you got,
I don't think
it's here that you got copper stuck to your chest.
Well, they're not technically brown. It's just overlaid on the nude skin texture, so they're green. Is what it is.
You got green nipples.
Well, I don't think they were concerned about not coloring the nipples, huh? Although I think for this particular pattern, maybe they should have left them out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's either that or they should have made them the center of some flowers.
Carissa says that I probably get a lot of questions on to where I got this shirt. It's not a shirt, it's my tattoos! Now, of course, in order to see what we're talking about, you got to see me in non-Soga. Because the Soga model has a completely different tattoo pattern that is lacking as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I wonder what you look like in Soga.
I can't switch while I'm in-game.
I can.
Yeah, you can.
So, give me a second. Let me switch to viewing you to Soga, okay?
You should know. You put half of the music videos, you know, Soga or non-Soga. Sometimes you've mixed them both. You've seen me in Soga.
Okay, now, put that chest piece back on.
All right. Chest feedback. Oh, of course, I can't see what you're seeing. Let's see. Where is it? Where the hell is it? Oh, there it is.
I don't know.
There.
Let me get off my horse.
And Domino says, don't you dare look at me in Soga. I actually think the halflings look cute in Soga.
Hun?
Huh?
If I don't look up to see your face, I think I'm looking at a female's chest.
Nice.
Because it does kind of poke out.
Okay,
you know,
then.
Like a boob. I'm serious. Yeah. Even in Soga, it's bad.
Alright.
Sorry.
No.
I love the outfit. It's just not good for males.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, that's... They have to be told these things, or they just don't know.
Well, maybe some guys like it. I mean, you know, it's, I guess, a matter of taste.
Yeah.
To me, I just don't like it.
And I have the Hammerstein.
I gave Krima the Hammerstein because I thought it'd be funny to have this little fae.
With a big ass hammer?
Yeah.
What was I about to do? God, now
I don't know.
I was going to do something. I don't know. Okay.
I know one thing. I am going to get tired of giving roses out.
Well, yeah, that's why some people don't have that. I got tired of it. That's why I'm not doing it this year.
Well, I'm doing it just to get it over with.
Then again, I got all the titles now.
Do you have the one that's the last one?
Oh, no, the slut one? No, I don't have that one, but I don't want it, so.
The next year, you're going to get hit with the quest again.
So what? I'll just not accept the quest. Oh, I knew what I was going to do. I was going to do this.
You're going to bring out the band.
Let's bring out the band and see what god shows up. That barbarian bard got a little too close to Trista. I think he was trying to feel her up.
Huh? 360 roses.
Nice.
That means I gave out 10 roses since Domino showed up.
Well, it doesn't surprise me.
So, the band's out here playing.
Yep, so we're striking up the band. I'm not sure what they're playing, though. Could be playing anything.
Yeah, we'll see what god shows up.
Let's see.
Somebody else has got a band down there going too.
Let's
be flight.
Probably. Band will show up in 1 minute.
So we'll have two gods out here.
Yep. But my god's better. We'll find out though. And then after we find out what god shows up, I think that's going to be it for the night.
Oh, okay.
One thing I'm noticing about those new shoes I got.
Yeah?
They're comfortable. I'll give them that. They're very comfortable. I'm happy with them. They're not sneakers. They're actually shoes. And they're heavy. You know, someone saw me, you know, walking along the hallway today. They're like, man, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, why? It's like, well, you're walking kind of funny. Oh, well, these shoes weigh a ton. You know, they're the Dr. Scholl's, and they got the orthopedic gel built into them and stuff. They're very heavy.
They should be comfortable, though.
Oh, yeah, they're very comfortable. I like them. Oh, God should be showing up here.
I don't see one at the other band.
Huh, that's weird. You're at the 2 minute mark.
Huh. Well, maybe he's late.
Or is it at the minute mark? I can't remember now.
No, he usually shows up during the last part of the band.
Hmm. Well, we'll find out in 30 seconds. I thought it was the 2 minute mark. Maybe it's the 1 minute. I haven't done this in a while.
I think it's the 1 minute mark, the last minute that they play.
Yeah, probably.
Because they show up just at the end.
They do a little dance. Make a little love. Get down the night.
Watching the other band down the way here to see what shows up down there.
15 seconds for mine. If it is at the 1 minute. And should be right about now.
Up. Oh, Reyes-Zach.
Reylos showed up.
And who shows up down here? Let's see. Latesh is down here doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to shove a rose up his butt.
Kinky. So see.
Oh, he had Interruck.
Haha, mine's better. Mine's better.
Too funny. He hates Dark Elves too.
Interruck hates everyone, but he doesn't hate this band.
Latesh doesn't like Dark Elves.
Oh yeah, that's right. No, wait. Interruck is not a Dark Elf. Interruck is a troll.
Well, troll. I mean, whatever.
All right. You know what? I think that's it. I'm tired. I'm beat.
And it's not just me. If anybody wants to do the portal here that hasn't already, let me know, because I'm going to be going in a second.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just me. My supervisor, Rochelle, says that she's wiped out today, too, so it's not just me. I'm actually thinking about getting a radon kit.
A what?
A radon kit.
What's that?
I don't know. Radon is some kind of gas or whatever that sometimes builds up in basements. And, well, the mail room is in a basement.
Hmm.
Maybe we're having radon poisoning. I don't know.
Well, maybe you guys aren't getting enough oxygen down there.
That's entirely possible. All right, folks, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Make sure to keep an eye out on Kithacore.org, or if you're friended me on Facebook or following either one of us on Twitter, it's at Jethel or at El Quinjena. And you can find those links at Kithacore.org/social. And we will be putting out a casting call. Remember, we are running a screenshot contest right now. No real theme, it's just your best screenshot. Your best screenshot. You can go to kithacore.org, click on the thing for screenshot contest, or you can mail them to demon@kithacore.org. And the winner will receive EverQuest 2, Age of Discovery, Collector's Edition. So if you don't currently have the Collector's Edition, you can upgrade. You can have a second account, or you can give it to a friend to get them in the game. Sound good, hun?
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We'll see you next week. I'm Jethel, the incredibly tired, and that's El Quinjena, the cat-chested.
Not tonight.
No cat in your shirt tonight?
No.
All right.
Probably later she'll climb up there.
Hmm. All right, folks, good night.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese It Nibble Buns!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, El Quinjena, Keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.